News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. A Sikh preacher supporting the farmers' agitation against the center's agriculture laws allegedly took his own life near the Singhu border in Delhi on Wednesday, police said. A handwritten note in Punjabi purportedly left behind by the deceased says he was unable to bear the pain of farmers. The note is being verified by police. An official of the Sonipat police said they had received a call that Sant Ram Singh, 65, who hailed from Singra village in Nissing area of Karnal district, allegedly shot himself. He was rushed to a hospital in Panipat where doctors declared him brought dead. Police said as per preliminary reports, the cleric shot himself in his car near the protest site. Police are in the process of recording statements of the deceased's family members. The body was taken to Karnal for a post-mortem examination in an ambulance. His followers raised slogans against the union government. Later, the body will be taken to the Nanaksar Gurdwara in Singra village, where a large number of his followers have gathered. Karnal SP Gangaram Punia told PTI that police have been deployed in the area. "The situation is peaceful and under control," he said. Reacting to the incident, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said the Modi government should quit its stubbornness and withdraw the laws. Sant Babaram Singh Ji of Karnal committed suicide after seeing the plight of farmers on the Kundli border. "My condolences and tribute in this hour of grief. Many farmers have sacrificed their lives. The brutality of the Modi government has crossed all limits. Quit stubbornness and immediately withdraw the anti-agriculture law," he said in a tweet in Hindi. Congress chief spokesperson Randeep Surjewala also blamed the government for the incident. "Modi ji, amid winter chill, stop playing with sentiments of farmers," Surjewala tweeted. "Why is PM Modi so arrogant? Why is the BJP so obstinate? Why are they treating the farmers in such an insensitive fashion? In the last 20 days, 16 farmers have died. Lakhs of farmers are sitting at Delhi's borders. Yet this government fails to listen to their grievances," he said in another tweet. Shiromani Akali Dal President Sukhbir Singh Badal too said he was anguished to hear that the cleric had taken his own life. "Sant Ji's sacrifice won't be allowed to go in vain. I urge GOI not to let the situation deteriorate any further and repeal the three agri laws," he said. SAD spokesperson and Delhi Sikh Gurdwara Management Committee President Manjinder Singh Sirsa urged farmers to exercise restraint. "A very sad news has been received that Sant Ram Singh, who dedicated his life to the service of humanity, committed suicide by shooting himself," he said on his Twitter handle. According to Sirsa, the victim wrote in his suicide note that he was unable to bear the pain of the farmers. "It is a sin to suffer atrocity and witness it, which I cannot see," Sirsa said, the cleric wrote in his suicide note. Sirsa appealed to farmers to exercise restraint. "It is a very grave time. I request you as the chief sevadar of the DSGMC to exercise restraint, because anybody can do mischief in the farmers' agitation. It is a very sad incident for all of us, but we need to be restrained," said Sirsa. Thousands of farmers from Punjab, Haryana and other states have been protesting near the Delhi borders for the past 3 weeks, demanding that the center's farm laws be repealed. The workers' unrest at the Wistron iPhone-making facility in Kolar, about 80 kilometers from IT capital Bengaluru, took a political turn on Wednesday with the arrest of the local president of the Students' Federation of India. Comrade Srikanth, Taluk president of SFI in Kolar, was picked up in connection with the violence that broke out at the Wistron factory in Narasapura early on Saturday morning. Hundreds of workers went on a rampage, damaging property and vehicles and equipment in a flash strike on Saturday, alleging they are not being paid on time and are being underpaid for the hours they put in. Company officials had initially registered an FIR with the police, pegging the losses at nearly ₹437 crore. But a company statement in Taiwan, where the company is headquartered, said this was erroneous. The losses were estimated between ₹25 and 50 crore. Government officials also told News 18 that there was indeed a mismatch in workers' pay and number of hours put in. They said that preliminary investigation points at workers not getting their dues. The company workforce has gone up from 1,500 to 12,000 in 3 months, and while officials said there may have been hiccups because of the sudden recruitments, there were attempts to sort this out. They said workers were mostly hired on contract through 7 different contract agencies. Apple, for whom this factory was producing various parts, is also doing a parallel inquiry into the unprecedented incident of worker unrest and allegations of payments being delayed. Vistron, in a statement on Tuesday, said it will work with the state government to resume plant operations at the earliest and also looks forward to continue with its expansion plans despite the incident. The arrest of Srikanth on Wednesday came just a day after the district lawmaker S. Muniswamy of the BJP alleged that the SFI was behind the violence. "We don't care who it is, we will take action because this is about our district's future. About 6,000 acres have been allotted for industries here. So when companies set up here, such organizations like SFI are trying to scare them and dissuade them from investing here. We have all the footage and evidence on CCTV. I've told the SP and district authorities to take strong action against them. Those innocent should be spared, but anyone guilty must be punished. There is no compromise on that," he told the media on Monday evening. Srikanth's arrest has set off a political battle on social media, with the Akhil Bharatiya Vidyarthi Parishad, the student wing of the RSS, taking pot shots at the left parties. The ABVP stated in a social media post that saying that the left ideology is towards destruction and bringing down social harmony. SFI, however, alleges his arrest is politically motivated. It has started a social media campaign on hashtag stand with Comrade Srikanth and demanding his release. Facebook Incorporated said on Wednesday it is testing a new, less data-intensive version of its photo and video sharing app, Instagram, in India, a key growth market for the US social media giant. The app, Instagram Lite, is less than 2 MB in size, which will help it run smoothly on low-memory smartphones and broaden its user base, the Menlo Park, California-headquartered company said. The company is relaunching the Lite app after closing down a previous version, which operated chiefly in emerging markets, earlier this year. "With the test of Instagram Lite, we are aiming to democratize expression and creativity for a greater number of people in India," Instagram Vice President of Product Vishal Shah said at Facebook's first Fuel for India event, where the company showcased its products and services. "We're also hoping to gain valuable insights before a global rollout of Instagram Lite. India is Facebook's biggest market by users." Speaking at the event, WhatsApp India head Abhijit Bose said the messaging app, which has 400 million users in the country, will look to sell health insurance via partners such as SBI General Insurance to users by the end of the year. India's flagship payments processor last month gave Facebook much delayed approval to launch WhatsApp payments in India, but capped the rollout of the service at 20 million users. The approval is a boost for Facebook, which is looking to use payments as a way to widen its base in India, one of the world's fastest growing internet services markets. "We want to help grow digital payments across all segments, especially for the undeserved users in India," Bose said. A Chinese lunar capsule returned to Earth on Thursday with the first fresh samples of rocks and debris from the moon in more than 40 years. The capsule of the Chang'e 5 probe landed in the Shizuwang district of the Inner Mongolia region, state media reported, shortly after 1800 GMT on Wednesday. The capsule earlier separated from its orbiter module and performed a bounce off Earth's atmosphere to reduce its speed before passing through and floating to the ground on parachutes. Two of the Chang'e 5's 4 modules set down on the moon on December 1 and collected about 2 kilograms of samples by scooping them from the surface and by drilling 2 meters into the moon's crust. The samples were deposited in a sealed container that was carried back to the return module by an ascent vehicle. The successful mission was the latest breakthrough for China's increasingly ambitious space program that includes a robotic mission to Mars and plans for a permanent orbiting space station. Recovery crews had prepared helicopters and off-road vehicles to home in on signals emitted by the lunar spacecraft and locate it in the darkness shrouding the vast snow-covered region in China's far north, long used as a landing site for China's Shenzhou crewed spaceships. The spacecraft's return marked the first time scientists have obtained fresh samples of lunar rocks since the former Soviet Union's Luna 24 robot probe in 1976. The newly collected rocks are thought to be billions of years younger than those obtained earlier by the US and former Soviet Union, offering new insights into the history of the Moon and other bodies in the solar system. They come from a part of the Moon known as the Oceanus Procellarum, or Ocean of Storms, near a site called the Mons Rumka that was believed to have been volcanic in ancient times. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.